everybody, to the
I'm Fat Podcast.
Snacks are best saved for later.
With Jay Zawoski.
That man ate all our shrimp and two plastic lobsters.
And Rick Camp.
Out the mist came a beast more stomach than man.
Welcome in to another edition of the I'm Fat Podcast, brought to you by our sponsors, Charlie the Bacon Guy, Mazda of Orland Park, Fredo's Culinary Kitchen, and Nick and Ivy Brewing. I am Rick Camp, alongside fellow fat Jay Zawoski, and Jay, probably good for everybody. I didn't travel, so I don't have 7 million things to talk about and dominate the entire podcast this week.
Well, that was good. I think people liked hearing about that stuff. We made a ton of updates to the I'm Fat map because of it. So if you've not checked out the I'm Fat map yet, you can go to our any of our social media pages at I'm Fat Pod. That's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. And the I'm Fat map is linked right in there. And you can see all the places that we've tried lately. I'm sure we've left several out just because we forget to do it. But there's a couple hundred places in there by now, I would think, all over the country. There's a couple spots in Ireland, a couple spots in Mexico. So, you know, check it out. It's fun. It's a good place to be. And while you're there, check out the rest of our social media, which is always usually just retweets of fat people hurting themselves, eating a lot, or a skinny person saying something stupid about fat culture.
Yes, how about it? There's been a lot of that lately.
Yes, there has. Yes, there has. Anyway, so yeah, all that's at I'm Fat Pod, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. We've also got the I'm Fat Podcast fans page on Facebook, which is really fun. A lot of content, a lot of people sharing stuff. It helps us find stuff to talk about, quite frankly. Yep. Keep abreast of new food products and all that stuff. So check out the fan page. We're on YouTube, youtube.com/I'mFatPodcast. Those episodes drop on Tuesdays on YouTube. So go there, check it out, like the video, subscribe to the page, and watch a couple of them. That would be really helpful if you could watch a couple episodes on YouTube for us. And merch, imfatmerch.com, powered by our pals at TeePublic. And I believe the two winners of our March Fatness Bracket Challenge have either received or will receive shortly their shirts. And one final thing to plug, we are looking for 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Send one. Send us a screenshot of that 5-star review at imfatpod@gmail.com. And at the end of the month, we will enter you to win a free I'm Fat Podcast shirt of your choice from imfatmerch.com. We need those reviews to be 5 stars. You can say whatever you want in the comments. Just make sure the podcast review is 5 stars.
Yep. Exactly.
And it wouldn't kill you to be kind.
Right.
I wouldn't think.
Right, but sometimes for people, that's just a bridge too far.
It is. It is a bridge too far. Or a fridge too far for us.
Okay. All right. So I'll start. I got something for that. Went out last night.
Yeah.
Ended up having like a very rare, especially for lately with all the travel I've had, had a date night where Sam and I went out with Shannon and Steve, and we went to Batavia because there was a comedy show we were going to check out and wanted to get dinner ahead of time. So we went to El Taco Grande, 6 North. I know, right?
Well, it is Cinco de Mayo.
So right. they're literally, I would love to know when these people are naming places, like, all right, what's something we can name where white people will go to it? What can they understand? Yeah, let's go with El Taco Grande.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, I don't mean to judge the place based on a name, so.
That part is so funny. And the best part is, like, if you look at the location, it's like this, for anyone that knows Batavia, it's like they have, like, the nice part of a street that's like not cars are allowed to go through, but it's like it's more for walking than anything. And it's like you go down a couple steps into this and it's got a nice awning and all this stuff, and then it's like El Taco Grande.
Yes.
Batavia is punts it on the name.
They have the windmills, right? Isn't that where all the windmills are, like on the
Yes.
Yeah, that's where the King County Cougars and Chicago Steel play out and about that area.
Yeah, yeah, I think the Cougars and Steel, I think that's technically Geneva.
Okay.
It's well, you like go, right
it's like right
border.
There, though.
Yeah, exactly. It's like if you, it's like between Roosevelt and Fabian, for those that know the area pretty well. So yeah, it's like right in that area. That's where those places are. This place is much more like true downtown Batavia.
Okay. Sorry to derail you.
No, you're good.
Go. Sorry.
No, it's funny. It was just, I enjoyed myself for one. Just like you walk in and like you take a step down and you see into the kitchen. And when you see a couple of the presumably abuelas cooking down there, you're like, okay, this isn't going to be bad. There is zero chance this is going to be bad, and a very good chance this is going to be excellent. So that was definitely exciting. The one thing getting in there, though, right away, like decor was kind of cool because they've tried to make it very authentic, and like the art, like the painting and on the wall was trying to, you know, give you landscapes and all that stuff.
Cool.
However, it was warm.
Oh,
it was very warm. Like to the point where the other three had brought coats with. And I'm like, oh, that's adorable. I'm not wearing a coat tonight. So they took their coats off. It was like, oh my God, we are dying. But the food, good.
Okay.
Very good. Actually, one last thing on the decor. All of a sudden we hear like this something that was wood like fall and hit the ground. And I think it was like part of a chair.
Oh, was it yours?
So, yeah. So that was not mine, thankfully. Okay, good. It was like a different table. It was like a table of older women. So I don't think it was necessarily for the same reasons it would have been if it was my chair.
Okay.
But I got their house marg. And it was fantastic.
Are you a frozen or rock smart guy?
Either. It depends on the day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this was on the rocks, and it was very, very good. I was tempted to get the strawberry one, but I was like, do I want to go sweet with my marg? The answer was no. So, but they had plenty of options there. Also, can you go into, and I'm not, this isn't even necessarily a bad thing. Can you go into any restaurant now and see drinks without tahini on the rim?
No, and nor should you.
Right.
Because I love it.
It's fantastic. But it's just, you know, something I've noticed more recently is like, oh, just everybody has tahini on the rim of everything.
Yeah. I actually saw a funny, maybe I sent this to you. I think the bulk of our relationship is doing this show and sending each other funny memes via various social media things.
Pretty much.
Because we spent how many years next to each other every day for hours and hours. So we have nothing less to say to each other except for funny stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
There's like this funny meme going around of like, you telling me your deepest, darkest secrets, but I have tahini on my rim. And it's like a guy like, it's like licks the rim. It's like listening intently. I love that. Tahini on the rim is great.
Yeah. So they didn't have that on the house marg, but I forget exactly what Mark, Shannon, Steve got, but it had it there and it was very, very good. The salsa, like with the chips that they bring out, is fantastic. However, they give you like 8 chips. So we were like, okay, everybody gets 2. But like if you ask for more chips, they'll bring you more chips. It's like, why not just give us more chips and save yourself some of the work?
Yeah, Red Robin.
It's not like it's not like these chips cost very much.
Yeah. All right, so good stuff then.
Yeah, absolutely. It was very good. Then the guac was fantastic. I didn't have any of the guac. I really got to be in a mood to have guac. Everybody else loved it. And then I had a burrito suizo that was like also covered in their salsa verde.
Oh yeah.
And it was like fantastic salsa verde. So just like, it's like the chicken inside was like real moist, you know, like, cause I, even though in a burrito, it shouldn't ever be dry, I always worry about dry chicken because God, that can just kill a meal.
Yes, for sure.
But this was real juicy, like very, very good burrito. It went away quickly. And just like, if you heard like, hey, chicken burrito suizo, it was exactly what you want. Like the cheese was really fresh. You could tell.
Yeah.
Like just quality everywhere. Maybe not as much in the decor or the thermostat, but the food was absolutely, it was very, very good. So go there, maybe not on the hottest day in the world. And it's a very, very good option if you're maybe going to go over to the Comedy Vault like we did, and you just want to get some dinner ahead of time, or you're walking around downtown Batavia. I think El Taco Grande is a very, very good option.
All right, so 6 North River Street. This is the right location? Okay. Yeah, it looks cool from the outside. I'm looking at the Google Street View.
And then it's just that name.
Yeah, El Taco Grande. It's the big taco. Mm-hmm. See, I speak Spanish. Actually, it's funny. I was telling you off the air how I had some time to kill in the city. So I was walking down Michigan Avenue earlier last week, and this family said to me, like, Espanol? And I go, un poquito, like this, you know, like a little bit. And they asked me a question. I just go, yeah, no, I don't know. So I pulled out my phone and opened the Google Translator.
Smart.
And I just, you know, I heard her say Walgreens. I'm like, okay, Walgreens. And I'm like, there is one. Go this way.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool invention, by the way, the Google Translate.
It really is. Yeah. Like, that is, I mean, it also makes Americans even lazier when it comes to learning a different language and traveling.
Oh, man. But I felt so confident in that moment. Like, I'll be able to handle this. And I was like,
yeah,
not a word. Okay.
Mi nombre is Jay.
Oh, my God. It was like one of those humblings. You know,
yeah,
like, oh yeah, you talk to people like in passing, like, yeah, like I can, if you give me something in Spanish, I can context clue my way through it.
Yes, but exactly.
Conversationally,
yeah,
no shot in hell.
Right, me llamo Jay, puedo ir al baño, like
muy gordo.
Yeah, Doritos Locos Taco.
Yeah. Yep, that was me. But I helped them. I think I got them where they needed to go, I hope. I don't know. Well, we're going to have a theme here because two of my places this week are also Mexican, which is not planned that we are actually recording this on Cinco de Mayo. But that's how it worked out. So, as you know, we've had an emailer telling me to go to Ruby's Tacos, which last week I called Rudy's. I don't know why I did that. It's Ruby's with a B. And I was going to go Friday. I'm like, got it. I'm here on time. I'm in Pilsen. I drive by Ruby's and there's no parking anywhere. So I remember my buddy Lawrence Benedetto from CHGO also mentioned going to El Milagro for the steak tacos. So I'm like, all right, well, let me punch that in. Mm-hmm. And that's like right on Blue Island Avenue there, that like, diagonal street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's 1923 South Blue Island Avenue. We had the opposite experience, Rick.
Oh.
This is, like, super authentic. Mm-hmm. It is the company that makes the chips and the tortillas that you buy in your grocery store. But they also have a few of these where you just walk in, and it's like a Mexican restaurant, too. Interesting, because they do have, like, a cafeteria-style, like, almost like a Chipotle. It's not. But I'm saying, like, the design of the windows where you can see all the ingredients. They have chilaquiles in there and flautas and like fried potato tacos and like all these sort of things you can get. And then they warm them up for you. I got a steak burrito because the steak is what you're supposed to get at El Milagro. And I did. And I'm glad I did. And then I got a like a cheese and pepper tamale on the side. It was excellent. But it was freezing in there.
Oh.
We had the total opposite. Like at one point, like the air kicked on and I was like, whoa. It's like actually uncomfortably cold. But the burrito was great. The tamale, I mean, like, do I even have to say that the food was great at El Milagro? Like,
right.
And what's cool about it is, you know, Pilsen, obviously everything there is authentic, but I think like people that are exploring Pilsen basically head down 18th Street. Like, you know, from like Ashland west, like down that way, you get, you know, Honky Tonk Barbecue, which isn't Mexican, but that's like Talia Hall's right there. And then there's a bunch of stuff as you go down 18th, which is where Five Rabanitos is. That's where Ruby's is. And then that Blue Island is like a little bit off the beaten path. It's a little bit south of 18th Street. And it's kind of not a place where tourists go.
Okay.
Because it's kind of, it's just out of the way. It's not something you would pass and be make a note of going to. Okay. Right? So very authentic. Everyone in there was either a police officer, me, or Hispanic. Which is usually a good sign in a restaurant, right? The locals eat it. The local police officers are in there eating because they know all the good spots. It was excellent. And I think I got the burrito, the tamale, and two cans of Coke for like $16. It was like nothing. And so I highly recommend that. Again, that address is 1923 South Blue Island Avenue in Pilsen in Chicago. It was terrific. And again, you've seen they're the ones that sell the chips in the big like brown bag that like is folded on top. There's like a woman rolling tortillas on the bag. And they also, when you go to your local grocery store and you buy a big pack of tortillas, El Milagro is one of them. Del Rey is another one, which is also right there on 18th Street. Like that tortilleria, I'm going to say it wrong. So yeah, like all those brands are right there, but the El Milagro restaurant was excellent. So don't hesitate. Go there if you're in the area. Again, if you're going to a Sox game or something, there is good stuff around there. Like I've mentioned Pancho Pistola's, which is one of my favorites, and Freddy's is right there. But like,
something's got to make it worth going there.
Make like go like a mile and get there like a few hours early. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's a 7 o'clock game. Get down there around 5. Go eat something in Pilsen. It's so good. Like we are so blessed in this city, Rick, to have
everything.
Like, whatever you're looking for, you're gonna find it, and it's gonna be authentic and excellent.
Yeah.
So you do that when you're exploring the city. Segue. Get yourself in a Mazda because it's gonna make it more fun. I just hit 50,000 miles on a CX-30.
Wow.
Yeah. Big moment for us in the Zawoski house. Driving to softball and to work. That's basically all we do. 50,000 miles worth of it, and it is running as strong as the day I bought it. Love that car. Love the people. Love the service at Mazda of Orland Park. And you will, too. 8910 West 159th Street. Give me a call, 708-444-3200. Ask for our pal, Eric Vates. He will get you squared away with a test drive or just come and check out the showroom. If you already own a Mazda, get it serviced there. They do a tremendous job. I talk about their service all the time. But I own two Mazdas, both from Mazda of Orland Park. I love both the cars. They've been incredibly reliable, dependable vehicles. And when something does go wrong, they are fixed affordably and honestly and quickly. And there's nothing more you can ask for from a dealership. So go check them out, MazdaOfOrlandPark.com. Again, 8910 West 159th Street in, you guessed it, Orland Park. And I think I've talked about Joey's Red Hots on this show before.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of them popping out. Like south and west, like I know there's one in Mount Greenwood, right across from the ice arena, and then there's like a bunch of like New Lenox, Mokina, like that way. They just opened one on 159th Street, like basically like kitty corner to Mazda of Orland Park. And in terms of like, they're not doing anything revolutionary at Joey's. Like it's good hot dogs, good pizza, but everything they make is really, really good. And high quality. So if you've got a Joey's Red Hots by you and you're looking for that kind of a thing and you haven't tried it yet, everything in there is good. I got a slice of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me two giant slices of pepperoni. And I went to them. Nice. I'm like, hey, like, I just, so you know, I only ordered one. You gave me two. She's like, oh, no, that's the order. An order of pizza is two giant slices. I'm like, damn. Nice. So Joey's Red Hots is great. So check that out, too. All right. I have one more Mexican place I want to talk about, too.
Okay.
Oak Forest, 6050 West 159th Street. Again, kind of out there on the way to Mazda of Orland Park. Maiz and Barro Mexican Grill. This is relatively new. So it's like 159th Street. Like Oliver's Bar and Grill has been there forever. It used to be called Agave, and now it's called Maiz and Barro. And Hope and I went in here like on a weekday, on a whim, because Hope had heard good things. And holy cow, this place was great. And I'm not like, I sound like I'm qualifying it, but I'm not qualifying it. Like for being in Oak Forest, it's really like just in like a mall, like a plaza. Like you would drive past this place 1,000 times. I beg you, do not drive past this place 1,000 times. The food is great. It is run by like a husband and wife team. And the wife is like a really renowned baker. So they have awesome like pastries there too.
Ooh.
Yeah, it is quite a place. And we went on Taco Tuesday and it was like a dollar off every taco. So we ate so much damn food. And it was really affordable. And then it was in the middle of the day, so we didn't get drinks. But the I believe was the husband was like mixing up like margarita bases. Like just like grinding everything up in a blender. I'm like, what are you doing back there? He's like, I'm just getting like the margarita base ready for tonight. It was awesome. All the tacos were great. I had my favorite of the tacos was the fish taco.
Okay.
I mean, they were all good. We got al pastor, steak, chicken, and fish. Mm-hmm. And it was just, the fish taco was great. It was crispy. But sometimes with fish tacos, because they're smaller cuts of fish, you don't get a ton of meat. Sure. These are like pretty meaty, fillets of fish. It was great. So go check them out too. Maize and Barrow on in Oak Forest. It's awesome. And I can't wait to go back and try the drinks because they just looked so like I was almost tempted, but I did have to go to work later.
Yeah.
You know, and like one margarita is not going to do it, but I don't know. I have this weird like hang up about it where I shouldn't drink before I work. After, yes.
Yes. And how?
Yeah. So I'll add that if I haven't already, I will add that to the I'm Fat map as well as El Taco Grande and El Milagro. Okay.
Well, you mentioned Taco Tuesday.
Yes.
And this is where, again, we didn't plan this. And now this is a couple weeks old now, but I didn't know about it until recently. The Taco Bell Tuesday, the like Taco Tuesday deal at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Actually gives value.
Oh.
So it is one Cantina Chicken Crispy Taco.
Okay.
Two classic tacos, which does include, if you want Doritos Locos, you can get that. And a medium drink for $5.
Okay, that's actually a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, it's just a Tuesday thing. I don't know for how long it's going on, but I think that sounds like almost vintage Taco Bell.
Yes. And did you say, is that app only?
I don't know if it's app only.
Okay, because that's where, if you want Taco Bell to feel like the old Taco Bell, you kind of have to use the app these days.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's good. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
I've not been to Taco Bell in a long time.
Dude, same. It's been a long, because I'm just like, do I really want to pay $5.50 for a cheesy gordita crunch when I know I'm going to get two and honestly want three? No.
And at that point, you've paid $15.
And I might as well just go somewhere more authentic that actually has better quality food.
Exactly. Yep. I think I said this last week. I went to Wendy's and got two spicy chickens and a pop, and it was $17.
That's insane.
And then I went to Five Robinitos and got homemade cochinita pibil, and it was $20.
Yeah.
Like, why would I ever not do this?
Right. Fast food, I get. Listen, I always understand places that lean on convenience, and like that's their biggest thing because there's always going to be a need for that.
Yeah.
However, like, what are we doing here?
Well, the value like isn't there anymore.
Right. Fast food is not worth it anymore. Like, literally, you are paying for time. And that is it.
Right.
Versus the sit down place, because you're not getting extra value that way with stuff that's not made as well.
When I need to drill that home with myself, because there's so many times where I'll be like, well, you know, I just want to get something simple. I don't want to spend a ton of money. And then I pull out, I'm like, how did I spend all that money?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, like, you look at the receipt. I'm like, oh, they charged me $3.50 for a large pop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it's not cheap anymore. Like, you can find, like, the value meal stuff. Like, Wendy's still has the, what is it, like, the double stack is, like, $2.
The double stack is, like, $3 now.
Okay.
But still, it's better than most. So, yeah, usually the last couple times I'd been to Wendy's, it's two double stacks, a crispy chicken sandwich. That one is actually like $2. And then a drink, like a medium drink. If I'm thirsty, a medium drink. If I'm not thirsty, a small, because the drinks at Wendy's are still huge.
They are giant. And they do have the freestyle machine, which I appreciate.
Yes. that, yeah, that's very nice. But yeah, like now I find myself preferring fast casual to actual fast food more often than not, especially if I can order ahead and just buzz in and you know, I just buzz in there real quick, pick it up and go. Then like, I'm not spending that much more time than going through a fast food line. So wouldn't I rather get like, you know, Qdoba or Jersey Mike's or something like that, as opposed to like McDonald's or Wendy's or Burger King or something?
Yeah, it's going to be about the same price.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, I didn't schedule this because I didn't mark it down and I forgot about it. After all this, I've seen a lot of hype about the McCrispy lately.
Oh, yeah.
Not crispy.
Mm.
It was like rubbery, kind of. I was very disappointed. Yeah, it was like chewy almost. There was no crunch to the McCrispy at all.
I know I'm in the minority with this. I almost never ever choose McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like if I was left to my own devices and it was just me, I don't know that I'd ever go.
I'll say this. If Chicken McNuggets didn't exist,
yeah, exactly.
I would, because that's what I get 9 out of 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
Again, because it's easy and pretty affordable. But if they didn't exist, it would be pretty much pay no mind. Now and again, I'll get a hankering for their burgers
because
they do have a kind of specific taste. But yeah, if it wasn't for the chicken nuggets, I would almost never go. And they got good ass Coke.
Yeah, can't beat that. That part is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all right. So one other thing I thought of this week, and it's kind of along the value conversation, is in terms of pizza. So just for, we do monthly meetings at work where a bunch of our members will come in and, you know, you do all the, you do all the meeting stuff.
I've been to one of those.
Yes. Oh, that's right. You have. And, so usually the thing is, okay, what can we get a lot of for fairly cheap? So generally we default to pizza. Well, they've always gone to Beggars. And I was just like, you know, like Beggars is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's not great. But it's pizza.
Lots of cheese.
Yeah, lots of cheese.
Maybe too much.
So, I don't know if you've had Old Town in Lombard. Probably at the school some point when you worked there. If there was any pizza at any point, it was Old Town.
I have, and it was awesome.
Yeah. So, I priced it out because we were looking to get 4 pizzas. And the largest size they had, I believe, at Beggars is a 16-inch. And the largest size at Old Town is an 18-inch. So for the same 4 pizzas, Beggars being each pizza 2 inches smaller, Old Town was $20 cheaper.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, hey, John, let's look at this and not do friggin' Beggars anymore and get better pizza for less money.
Yes. That's it. Give that man a raise, John.
Yeah. Yeah. So we had very good pizza. I've talked about Old Town before. It's a very good option. And just like to have that, especially if you're in the Western burbs and you're just like looking for pizza for a lot of people, I think it's a very solid option in that regard.
Yeah.
So
109 you know, it's, East it's Roosevelt, right? That's the one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It's like in the strip mall where there's going from the intersection away. It's, that, oh God, do you remember I tried a Bubba Coo's Burritos.
Yes, 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 yes.
Then there's like one other shop. Then there's a big liquor store. And then under the awning, there's Old Town Pizza. And they sell by the slice and the slices are very good. The slices are of more like a double dough type thing.
Okay.
But like their thin crust is very, very good.
That sounds good. I have had that before and it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Nice. That's like the pizza. Everyone's had this experience in their life where they go to like somewhere away from home and there's pizza ordered and you're like, I don't know what to expect here. And then you have it. You're like, oh shit, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That was the experience I had with Old Town Pizza. It's exactly what Chicago eats.
That's a great way to put it. Like, yeah. Is it over the top? Like, oh, they do this, which separates it and blah, 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 blah. Oh, it's
just good.
No, it's just really good pizza.
You don't have
That's
to
all be, you need.
It doesn't take much. Give me a good sauce, a good cheese, mm-hmm. good toppings.
Yeah.
That's it. If you want to reinvent the wheel with pizza, it's pretty well
like,
done.
Like, I think if I remember their deals correctly, that you can get like one of their big slices, and it's like a big thick slice of pizza and a can of pop for $5.50.
Wow, that's a hell of a deal.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, there you go. And if you do a 2 liter or a 1 liter instead, it's like $7, maybe $6.50, $7. But still, like it's worth it. Like if I get two of those slices, which I have done, two of the slices and the liter of pop, like I'm full.
Do you think slices taste different?
I think they can, because like those edges congeal quicker.
Yeah, maybe.
So I wonder if that's part of it.
It could be mental too. It also could be like the amount of, because with a tavern style, like every bite is kind of the same.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with a slice, you're getting more and more and more every bite.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of slices, is this Old Town, are they 2 pound slices? Because that's what they are at Fredo's.
Oh, they are not 2 pounds.
I remember, were you together when the people next to us, or maybe that was with Hope, someone ordered a pizza at Fredo's, we were eating there, and they like put the pizza on a table, it was like, thud. It's like the building shook. I was like, oh my God. Like, check the foundations. Yeah, that is right? A thick boy they serve over at Fredo's. You can get it sliced, you can get a whole pizza.
And all the C's.
Yeah, exactly. Check out the MFAT pizza while you're there. It's absolutely terrific, but they got the MFAT burger, the MFAT grilled cheese, but we tell you every week and we stand by it. Fredo's is outstanding for whatever you want. If you are trying to eat healthy, good for you. They can help you do that too with like keto-friendly foods. They got all that sort of stuff, salads, grilled chicken items, all that stuff. If you want to look like me and Rick, they can help you in that department too. Like we said, all the I'm fat items, the 2 pound slices of pizza, the giant, uncomfortably large, like 16 inch mozzarella, 13 inch, I think technically 13 inch mozzarella sticks, that are just incredible and life changing. I always remember, we had a party for Hope's grandma Cookie, who was 100 at the time. She's currently 102. And we had Fredo's cater that party, and I bought one of those Massivo Gringo 13 inch mozzarella sticks. And I had it in the car, and every now and again, I would look, and over my shoulder, Addie would be back in the car, like, taking a bite of the mozzarella stick. I'm like, hey, put that down. She's like a dog.
Right. Right.
You know, so.
Just the taco seasoning in, like, the breading is, oh, that's clutch.
Yeah, it's so good. 628 South Roselle Road in Schaumburg is their address. I'mFatPizza.com. If you use the code I'mFat, you'll save 10% on your online order. And Mother's Day is next.
FredosPizza.com.
What did I say?
You said I'mFatPizza.com.
Fair enough. Someday. I'mFat is the code at FredosPizza.com.
There we go.
You'll save 10% every time you order. And with Mother's Day next weekend, jump on Fredosbakery.com. Get some of those cookies, some of those brownies delivered in time, and you will be the king or queen of Mother's Day. So awesome stuff from them. I have like a couple little things I want to mention. Do you have anything big left to do?
No, nothing big. I have one shout out I want to give at some point.
Okay, so I tried something that had me, my interest peaked. It's actually on our Instagram and TikTok. Mm-hmm. I tried the Marigold Dreamsicle ice cream at Baskin Robbins. And I forgot to do this last week. And now that I say this, I'm fearful it was like only for April.
Oh,
but if it's still there, go get it. Cause I was a little afraid. Cause like the marigold, there are little like flower flavorings in this ice cream. But what it did was it kind of cut the tartness of the dreamsicle, and it was excellent. And I don't know if this is what Baskin Robbins is going to be their new plan, because I'll be honest, I never get ice cream there.
No,
same. Never. Like, it's either DQ. Now and again, it's Cold Stone. We got Zarlingo's out by us. Like
Andy's.
I very rarely anymore go to Baskin Robbins. So if they're trying to like maybe do some new stuff, try some more creative ideas, this is a good start. It was very good. I did not know what to expect. I mean, it's Dreamsicle, so how bad can it be?
Sure.
But the marigold thing felt a little weird. All I know about marigolds is you put them in your garden to keep animals away.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that they were necessarily something I wanted to eat, but it was really, really terrific. So if you see it, try it. I would imagine it would make a really good milkshake. Maybe I'll try, if it's still around, maybe I'll try that, but it was very good. And then Aldi mm-hmm. has $3 oven cookies.
Ooh.
Like the one you just throw right in the oven and it bakes it in the little steel pan.
Yeah.
Or it's not steel. The foil pan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's $3. And also $3, saw this morning, Target has the passenger seat buffet little tray. You put it in your cup holder. Yeah. And there's a little like round tray. It doesn't hold much. It looks like it would hold like a box of fries and a dipping cup maybe.
Okay.
But it's in that little discount area when you walk right into Target. $3. Mm-hmm. I sent it to Spiegel and he was said this could not handle my dipping power. So that's something to know about too.
That yeah, that's interesting. I always every time you go to Target, it's almost required to at least give it the old once over,
yeah,
walking around the perimeter of the what used to be called the dollar spot.
Right. Now it's now the several dollar spot.
Yes, several dollar spot is what it is now. But the fact that there's something there is exciting.
Yeah.
Because I already have the dipping sauce container on
the vent.
On the vent. So that's already the sauce moto. That's there.
Have you and used it
gets
it?
Used.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, I just like get whatever sauce it is from whatever place, you know, again, when I'm going through drive through when I shouldn't, like an idiot. And I just plop the little container in there and open it up, and it does work. There, you know, if you have any moments where, you know, like you're making a sharp turn or something, like it hasn't been an issue so far, but I'd be lying if I said I don't keep an eye on it just in case.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the biggest challenge with, like, when I do drive through and get nuggets, I usually will tear the top off, put the mm-hmm. sticky part of the cover
yeah.
face down in the box, and then I put the cup in the box, but your car seat is usually a little bit, like, mm-hmm. not perfectly flat. So right. then it starts to tip, then it starts to spill. The McNuggets box is split mm-hmm. where it folds over, so you get drippage in between. Maybe I need the sauce moto. I might need to get at least the sauce moto.
Yep. I think it's worth it.
All right.
It's been good so far. It's been good to me so far. I have one shout out I want to give out to, and that's just standing in line last night after dinner at El Taco Grande. Mm-hmm. We're just waiting to go into the comedy vault to see Josh Wolf, who was very, very funny. And just like out of the blue after we were in line for a little bit, one of the guys who was behind us in line just like pops his head over and is like, "Hey, Brick, I really enjoy the podcast."
Nice.
So it's the first thing he's like, first thing I listen to on Monday morning. So thank you to Brent for that, because that was cool to, it's always fun to have people just like be like, "Hey, appreciate the work that you're doing."
Yeah.
And especially for me now that like I'm not really directly in media anymore, so I'm not a front facing voice or
right.
Good that I'm not on video too much anyway, but like it's much less expected than it was before. Because when you're working at the score, every once in a while someone will be like, "Oh hey, blah 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 blah,"
yeah.
which is cool still. But no, so thank you to Brent for that.
Well, everyone still thinks I work at the score, so that's fine.
Yeah, I still get that every once in a while, too. I'm like, are you thinking before I was laid off the first time or the second time?
Exactly. Well, whatever. As long as we're remembered, that's all that matters.
Exactly.
And hey, as we're recording this on Cinco de Mayo, mm-hmm. you won't hear it until Cuatro de Cinco. That's a Western Development reference. Yep. Our pals at Nick and Ivy have a new beer release, the Sol Dorado Mexican Lager 5.5 APV.
ABV.
ABV. Thank you. APV is tennis.
Yes. Right?
Okay.
Yes. How the hell do you know that?
I don't know. I don't know. Here's a description on Nick and Ivy's Facebook page. This crispy boy was brewed with a blend of malts, flaked maize, and hops that add the taste of lime zest. Lagered and conditioned to perfection. You want to drink this one all summer. Happy Cinco de Mayo again. That is the Sol Dorado and Nick and Ivy. That sounds good, doesn't it? Yes, it does. So head out to Lockport, Nick and Ivy Brewing, 1026 South State Street in beautiful downtown Lockport. Really so impressed with the area around there. You can bring in food, eat it at your leisure at any of the fine tables or stools at Nick and Ivy. They're going to have sports on. They've got pinball there. It is a non-pretentious craft brewery, which to me is rare these days. So go visit our friends out there at Nick and Ivy Brewing. Again, 1026 South C Street. NickandIvyBrewing.com is your website. Follow them on social media, on Instagram, especially at Nick and Ivy Brewing. That's NikAndIvy Brewing on Instagram. Go check them out. If you love craft beer and you like people that are not PUDs, go hang out at Nick and Ivy because there's good people working there. There's good people drinking there. And it's quickly become one of my favorite establishments. So anytime I'm out that way, I make sure I stop in. And you should too. With that, Rick, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it has become the time to ask the fats.
It has.
Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been 1 week since my last confession.
Okay, my son. What is your confession?
I'm fat.
Charlie the Bacon Guy brings you Ask a Fat every week, and here he is with this week's Bacon Report.
Thanks, Jay. This week's flavors are paprika, Canadian bacon, and ground bacon. Coming very, very soon, jalapeno garlic, Carolina barbecue, ranch, maple pepper, French toast, lemon pepper, jardinera, and applewood smoked bacon. Bacon jams are the original, the bourbon, the mango habanero, and the pineapple habanero. For the Bacon Report, I'm Charlie the Bacon Guy.
Carolina barbecue? What?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we'll be trying that. Thank you very much, Charles. Want to get some of that for yourself? Yes, you do. CharlieTheBaconGuy.com is the place to go. Check out the website. You can place your orders right there. You can pick up from Charlie. He can bring it to you. He's out in Woodridge, so if you're out in the Western Burbs, it's a real easy pickup or meet halfway. He does ship it if you need it shipped. That can work too. But business has been picking up big time for Charlie. So if you want to get in there what he's doing now is he's going to make what's ordered and then sell what's left. Cause a lot of people are calling up with custom orders cause they're going to charliethebaconguy.com. They're taking a look at that bacon vault and saying, hey, these three or four really match what I want. Can you make me those? Charlie says yes. And then whatever's left over from those batches, Charlie will sell. So check it out, charliethebaconguy.com. Even if it's not available now, get in touch with him and he will get it done for you. charliethebaconguy@gmail.com is his email if you have any questions. But the website's been great for him. The partnership with CHGO has been great for him. Our show won, by the way. We had a contest like with the promo codes, and the Hawk show won. So we're very happy about that. We're going to have a bacon party soon. Get some bacon at charliethebaconguy.com. We have one voicemail today, the first in a while. The number is 708-858-3314, 708-858-3314. Put that in your phone, and when a fat moment happens for you, give it a call.
Hey, guys. It's Bobby D calling. Hey, I wanted to give you a call and let you know that sometimes some of the best nuggets you come up with are said in passing, like maybe not part of your planned content. The example I have is Rick's recommendation of Irish soda bread from the Jules. that was at Easter, and they have it there all the time.
Probably St. Patrick's.
Some has sugar on it, some doesn't. Make sure you get the one with the sugar. Anyway, that little piece of information I got from Rick led me to this fat hack. So what you want to do is get a frying pan and fry up a bunch of Charlie's French toast to bacon. Okay, after that, you drain the grease, obviously, and then French toast the soda bread.
Oh.
So you make soda bread French toast with Charlie's French toast bacon, some hot water syrup, and you are set. Have a good one.
It might have moved. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
First time in a while, but... Yeah, I think it moved. That is inspired, young man. That is. I like that.
Yes. Wow.
By the way, yes, Irish soda bread would be St. Patrick's Day, not Easter. Yeah. But, dude, I ate so much of that. Like, I think we had four loaves in our house, like, from the week before to the week after St. Patrick's Day, and I just had it every morning for breakfast. Get yourself the Kerrygold Irish butter. Oh, so good. It's so damn good. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yes. All right, that was it. Thank you, Bobby D, for the voicemail. And, it's funny that it does work that way. Like, before the show, we usually talk for 10 minutes or so, talk some shit about some people, and then go over what we're going to talk about. And it is always seems like the, like, oh, by the way, da-da-da-da-da, picks up more steam than some of the other stuff, because I just forgot to write it down for whatever reason. So did Rick. So, hey, whatever works. As long as it's still being informative after all these episodes, that's what we're after. All right, now it's time to get to the voicemail. Or, nope, the emails. I'm fatpod@gmail.com.
Ask a fat about this and that. It's time to chat with the fats.
First email here comes from our pal Aurora Joe. Joe says, I see there are quite a few Burger King closings. The one close to my house on West Galena Boulevard is still open. The one off of Farnsworth is closed after about only 5 years. Personally, I believe when a Popeyes was built next to it, you could hear the funeral march. Personally, once in a while, I'll have a hankering for a Whopper or onion rings. Used to go there when they sold tacos from like 1999 to 2000. They had all the real goodness of a Jack in the Box taco. If they closed a Burger King near you, would it make any difference in your eating life? I got to be honest, it wouldn't.
Yeah, not really. Every once in a while, I'll go to Burger King, but like at least, yeah, do they have a distinct flavor? Sure.
Yeah, that's good.
It is good, but there's just so many other options at this point that I'm probably going to go to those options before Burger King. And I think Burger King, don't quote me, it's a little more affordable than like McDonald's or Wendy's. Like, I think price-wise, they're probably a little cheaper, but obviously not enough to really like get people to still be going in at the same rate.
I have to say, and this is just me, because I drive the same routes very often, I feel like I have trouble finding Burger Kings. Like, I never see them. Mm-hmm. I know where they are in, you know, proximity to my home. Like, I know if I wanted it, I can go down Halstead, or I can go 159th Street and, like, just west east of Kedzie. I can find them there. But I never drive by a Burger King, it feels like.
I wonder if it's just a, like, philosophical thing for them, is that they're not going to pay up as much for location. Because when I think of a couple of them that I would go to, they're like one block away from the main strip of where they're surf.
Yeah.
So maybe they just say, hey, whatever we're going to save in rent is what we're going to, well, we're basically going to count that as part of our, you know, that figures into our profit margin.
Yeah. And I went like a couple times over the last like 2 or 3 months. I probably have gone 2 or 3 times, which is a massive uptick for me. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted to make a point of it.
Yeah.
And I liked it. Like, it was good. It's undeniably a good burger with a good grilled taste. And they got the halvesies, the half fries, half onion rings.
Yeah.
They make the best frozen Cokes. Mm-hmm. Like, the texture of their frozen Cokes are excellent. And they're always like available and wonderful. But Addie is 13. She's gonna be 14 in a couple weeks and has never had Burger King in her life.
Really?
Like, that's how rarely we go there. Because Hope only eats chicken. She doesn't eat beef.
Right.
So, and the chicken at BK isn't great. It's not awful, but it's not, like, stop for it.
Right.
So, yeah, it's kind of off the radar.
Also, God, Eddie's almost 14.
Dude,
now?
Don't even get me started on that. It's really crazy.
That is.
She's going to high school next year. You're telling me. Who was I talking to? I forget who it was the other day. I was talking to a friend, and I'm like, my friend Dre. I'm like, I am already, like, pre-sad that she's going to college. She's like, she's got 4.5 more years. Like, I don't care. I go, 4.5 years ago was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
4.5 years ago was, like, COVID.
Yeah.
Right? Like, 2020 was, like, right when COVID got started?
Yeah.
That was a blink. That just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Wasn't too long ago she was scared shitless by Tavo.
Yeah, now she's only scared shitless of mascots, which is an upgrade. She did hug Winnie the Pooh at Disney, though. I'll give her that.
I saw that. That's a step.
Yes, and she got within my width of Chewbacca at Disney as well.
So okay.
She like held my arm tightly and made me stand between her and Chewbacca for the photo, but she was right there with him, so...
That's pretty good because as far as like I think Chewbacca would be one that'd be more intimidating than most.
Yeah, and it talks and it like you know, it makes the noise like when you
yeah.
It's cool. Like you wait in line, like Chewie comes out and he just like picks you to take a picture. Mm-hmm. You come here, and then you know, she's like, I hope he picks us slash doesn't pick us. You know, I'm like, I am meeting Chewie. I don't care. I am 46 years old and I do not care. I know more about Chewie than any of these people.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sorry. All right. Also, we got one more email.
Yeah. I'll get to that in a second. Also, I fight with people and by fighting, I mean, I don't. And I just like think this to myself. May 4th.
Yeah.
Is not Star Wars Day. It is Dave Brubeck Day.
Yeah, 5-4.
Mm-hmm.
That fits for you.
Take five. Yep, that's me.
Sure.
All right. Last email is from Fat Matt. He said, hey, Fats, it's been a while, but I wanted to share an awesome YouTube channel I found. Right. It's called Fat Tested Travel. Basically, the guy is just one of us. He states he's over 3 bills, but he goes to amusement / water parks and tries rides, and he lets you know whether large people can fit on the ride comfortably or not. Nice. As a dad who frequents amusement and water parks, he is doing the fat god's work because fitting on a ride anxiety is real. Yes, it is.
Yes.
He went through all of Disney World, which was awesome. Only one ride he couldn't fit on. So if you're fat and are traveling, I would check his channel out.
All right.
That's a great call.
I agree. Fat, yeah, that is the Lord's work. That's for sure.
Yeah, because I have been with people that could not fit on a ride, and it's kind of awkward. I have been in that situation. Even just like on one of the last flight that I took, like back from Cleveland to here, 100% the seatbelt did not work.
Mm.
Or I should say it just like wasn't long. It wasn't big enough, but I mean, it was like there were, I saw at least a couple people that had to get ye olde extender.
Yeah.
And I was too ashamed. So I just tucked that thing under the fat a little bit, put my arm down on my lap. And, I was free balling it on the way back from Cleveland.
when I got on the plane to come home from Disney, there was a seatbelt extender already on my seat. I was like, what? Okay, fine. Okay. I'm offended, but I shouldn't be because you're right. All right. Good show. Good show.
Yes.
Yes.
Follow us on all of our social media at I'm Fat Pod. I'm Fat Pod at gmail.com. Check out Patreon, Spotify if you like, and I'mFatMerch.com. There's always shirts you can look at. I kind of need a refresh on some of my shirts, so I'm going to be ordering very soon from imfatmerch.com. And also, if you're not even looking for our stuff on TeePublic, just still use our link because we get a little bit of a kickback there.
Yes, please.
And that is always nice. YouTube.com/imfatpodcast. You can subscribe, like each video, watch one or two of them if you like. Feel better about yourself by looking at us. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
And then you can subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe, unsubscribe, and resubscribe to the regular podcast feed and leave us the 5-star rating and review, please. It's been a while since we've gotten one of those. Yep. And
send us your screenshots.
Appreciate it. Yep. Send the screenshots for chance at stuff.
Stuff is good.
Stuff is good. And the best thing you can do is check out our sponsors, Charlie the Bacon Guy, Mazda of Orland Park, Fredo's Culinary Kitchen, and Nick and Ivy Brewing. So for Jay, I'm Rick, and this is the I'm Fat Podcast.
Stay clear of the breakfast burritos. Too much of the chilaquiles.